Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your independent clergy on the iHeartRadio Network. I am so glad that you guys have joined me on a Thursday morning up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It is a rainy, soggy day. And my heart's pour out for Keller today. That's about 15 minutes from our studio. Hearing about the hail that had knocked out some of the glass and some of the cars, the roofs and stuff. I heard the reports last night. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. Other than that, I hope you woke up to a decent morning, hopefully not severe weather or anything that North Central Texas had experienced. Of course, we're in for some more of that through the weekend. But I hope you all are doing well. I hope you had a great week so far this week. I took a couple of days of rest on radio. And glad to be back on. So much going on. So much we're going to teach about today. I want to remind you, if you want to, you can email me your prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button for free. F-R-E-E, always free. And you can message me on there too. There is a message button. You can click on that. You can call me directly, or you can message me, or if you can't reach me, you can reach. We have a ministry team, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Y'all feel free to do that. Also on Twitter, @MorningsBrew, and we're on all of the networks, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you name it, TuneIn Radio, we're all over. I am going to add this on my prayer request for a lot of my listeners. Sunday, my brother's girlfriend and him went to church where my parents go to church at, same church that we belonged to for a long time. And what happened was Sarah was wearing high heels in a dress, and somehow or another they were going to a CC's Pizza and had missed her step, took a twist on the ankle, and it popped, snapped. Anyway, it broke the ankle. They were supposed to have surgery today or yesterday. They couldn't do the surgery because they had to put some kind of something in there, a rod or something, bless her heart. Now they're putting some other stuff. Anyway, today is a surgery day, so we need to keep CA's brother Jeff's girlfriend, Sarah, in prayers. I appreciate it, guys. Hopefully we'll get some reports later on. Just check our Facebook page out and like us on Facebook. The more the merrier, okay? All right, other than that, what do you say on a Thursday as we get ready to encounter on the weekend? Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. Well, today, I am going to go back to my biblical archives, and I'm going to give you guys some personal advice on ways you can have spiritual growth, on ways that God can use you. He needs you to join His army. Amen? Also, I got a Bible devotion, Ambassadors Under Authority. And we got some great Christian music. And Deacon Brown, Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church is here at Faith Studio One this morning, along with Coach Dan. That's right. Everybody's favorite, our seasonal man, Coach Dan. Been tag teaming those guys up together. So coffee up. What? Oh, boy. Deacon reminded me it's time for jumping jacks. I know. Let's get them ready. What do you say, guys? Loosen those joints. Get ready. All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3. Wait a minute. Deacon, let's get it together. Okay, he's shaking his head, laughing. Here we go. Coach Dan, you ready too? Look, he's ready. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll on a Thursday. Grab that umbrella, North Central Texas. You're going to need it today. All right, and my Bible devotion today is on ambassadors under authority. Scripture reminds us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. It says we are the ambassadors for Christ as though Christ we were pleading through us. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Verse number 20, what is an ambassador? He is the representative and the servant of his government in a foreign land. He is not free to set his own policies or to develop his own message, but he must carry out the will of the government he represents. In other words, he is the person under authority. In the same way, we are called to live under the authority of Jesus Christ and the authority of the Scriptures. We are what, guys? Servants. We live under the authority of the word of what? God. We are not called not to do our will, but Christ's will. The world today is looking for holy men and women who live under the authority of God. Unbelievers will listen to what they say unless we back it up with the way we live. Let me ask you guys, all you guys around my network, are you faithful ambassador for Christ to those around you? It is a very lost world out there. Amen? Amen. All right, stand by. We got, let's see, which one we're going to call first. No, sorry, Deacon, it's Coach Dan first. Coach Dan here at Faith Studio One. Stand by for the intro. There we go. Look at me. I can be center field. Let's give him a cheer here at Faith Studio One this morning in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Mighty long hand clap. How about some Krill this morning? Wouldn't be without Krill. I'm going to go ahead and laugh at him because I think he's just totally hilarious when him and Deacon Brown. All right, let's whistle at him. Aren't you ready for some drum roll? Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your friend, my friend, on a Thursday. That's right, on a Thursday. Coach Dan, hello, Coach Dan. Popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs, cold drinks. Hey, buddy, how are you? Say, hey, I am doing just fine, and how are you doing? I am doing great. On a rainy day, it was a rainy diet. You know what? It was great sleeping weather. I slept pretty good. I feel pretty good. I was mentally and physically exhausted. Came up here, Faith Studio One, and it was coming down in sheets. We still got rain coming in on through the weekend, and it's been crazy. That's right. I know it has been crazy, CA. I know, and I'm going to tell you something right now. That Deacon, I can't wait to talk to him because I've got some peanuts and tickets to a game. All right. Well, let's give you a cheer for that. Are you going to let him and Miss Mildred go to the game? That's right. I'm going to let him go this weekend. Because the Yogi Bears are playing the Texas Rangers. How about that? That's great. That's wonderful. Well, he's going to love that. He's just smiling it away. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be talking a little bit about spiritual gifts. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the roundtable about that. So stand by and let's get ready to intro. My friend, your friend, Coach Stan, even though you're seasonal here, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Stand by. And we are definitely family. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big cheer, as he always comes in once a week. Mighty long hand clap. Some morning brood, morning crow. There we go. I'm going to laugh at this guy because he always cracks me up. Whistle time. Yep, drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown, and Coach Dan, and of course Deacon Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Good morning, Deke.
Well, good morning, SCA, and good morning, everybody, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. It's Deacon Paul Brown, one of your favorites. What a rainy, soggy night last night. This morning when I got over here to CA at Faith Studio 1, I couldn't believe how much flooding was happening in some of the areas. It was just amazing.
It was, Deacon. It was. You know, it was just a crazy night last night. And hopefully things will get better, you know. And Coach Dan, how was it for you?
Well, I'll tell you what there, CA. It was perfectly not too bad. Now, we had a delay, a rain delay on our baseball game. But don't forget, popcorn, hot dogs, peanuts,
cool drinks.
That's right, Deacon, cool drinks. All right, guys. Oh, my goodness gracious, you guys crack me up. Well, today, guys, on our roundtable, briefly talk. Today, my discussion I'm going to talk about here in a little while is we're going to talk about ways to use your spiritual gifts. You know, each and every one of us have spiritual gifts. Deacon, I was wondering if you could take a little bit of time out and Coach Stan. And Coach Stan, let's start with you first and you tell us about your spiritual gift.
Well, see, hey, my spiritual gift is this. I pray every day when we're playing baseball, and I pray every day when I'm not playing baseball. And what we do is we talk about Jesus, and we pray, we share a little bit of Bible devotion with the Yogi Bears.
That's right, and that is great. I'm glad that you guys do that. What about you there, Deacon Brown?
Well, CA, now, you know, we have a men's Bible study once a week, and that's on, sometimes that's on a Tuesday, sometimes, depending on if I'm coming over here to Faith Studio 1, that is. But what we do is we pray and also send out texts with Bible devotion and a little bit of love. You know, the deacon loves to share some love. And in fact, I go down, what we do on our Bible study now, Coach Stanley, I don't know if you do this, but what we do is we go down to the, we go down to the Turnip Cafe. We sit down and we have some breakfast. And then we just pray about prayer request. And then on top of that, we just share a Bible devotion. And we're right now in the book of Isaiah.
Boy, that is exciting, Deacon. I am so glad to hear that. Coach Dan, you know, when you go out to different ballparks and you get to meet different people and they want the Yogi Berra's manager's autograph for your team, how do you normally feel?
CA, I feel just the greatest connection that I could ever feel because I know I have God in my heart and I know that he's going to help me at the situation and everything's going to be okay because me and my team in up days, down days, we're going to win some, we're going to lose some, but always remind them popcorn, hot dogs, peanuts, cold drinks, there you go.
You know, and that's just it. You know, you're going to have down days, you're going to have up days, but you have a spiritual gift, and I'm just excited to hear what you guys are doing when you're out there in the field, and you know, and it's competition. You're being competitive against the other team, but yet you're staying strong and you're staying focused. And there's going to be times where some people are going to lose their cool, and that just happens. Whether it be the opposite team, whether it be umpire, whether it be the manager, base managers, you know, whatever it may be, the field people out there. There's going to be up and down days, but we know one thing. We know that God's got us. Amen. That's right, CA. Amen. Amen. Deacon, I know there's times where if you sometimes don't feel like you're carrying a tune, or if I know that you teach in the choir up there at the Castleberry Baptist Church there too. So when you're up in the choir, I know pretty well that from what you tell me is that you get a little frustrated if you don't carry the right tune.
That's right, CA. Now, when we sing Victory in Jesus.
Did you say victory?
Yeah, I say victory. It goes like this. I heard an old story how my Savior came up from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wrench like me and you and Coach Stanley and everybody else.
There you go. Well, that's okay. If sometimes you can't carry a tune, or if you're a piano player or your orchestra or whatever you may have going, praise team in today's time doesn't carry the tune right, you can still fit it in.
That's right, because I've got When Jesus Comes Into My Heart, When Jesus Comes Into My Heart. I'm so happy, so glad, and so wild when Jesus came into my heart. You know, I sing that every time. When the waitress comes up there, Miss Mildred says, "Honey, keep your mouth shut, ziplock it, and put the key in and throw the key away."
That's hilarious. Well, fellas, we got to get rolling. Y'all have a good week. We'll catch up with you next week and everything.
Sounds good there, CA. And everybody stay high and dry. Not high, but stay dry in the high zone, that is.
All right, sounds good, Deacon. And I just want to tell everybody to have a good day from Coach Dan. Baseball, hot dogs, popcorn, cold drinks. There you go. All right, Child of Love, let's kick it off. We the Kingdom.
Lost on a lonely road. important. Who, what, when, where, why? Wasting time, looking for answers, going out my mind. I wanted to see behind the scenes, but now I'm letting go. 'Cause the safest place that I could be is in your brain. I know I'm ready to chase impossible.
There we go. Never Let Me Go. You got it, Terrenn Wells. We love our Terrenn Wells. You know, he's been touring with, he was actually touring with Toby Mac. I don't know what the update status is. I think they're still touring around. It's really great to see. My daughter keeps telling me, Dad, I'll be so glad when Toby Mac comes back in town. Yeah, and I hope they will, because it's great to see our artists is back out there on the move again, especially during post-COVID times. We hope so, at least. All right, well, today, on a Thursday, guys, we are going to talk about ways to use your spiritual gifts. I got spiritual gifts, and you're probably like, see, hey, what is your spiritual gifts? Okay, I'll share mine, and maybe you can share yours. Email them to me if you want, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Message me on there. I'm curious what, excuse me, some of y'all's spiritual gifts are that you feel that God has given you. Mine is I'm a people person, but I also do radio work for iHeartRadio, and I have my own Christian podcast show on a bunch of networks, including the USO Radio Network. But my gifts is encouraging, being an encourager. Of course, I'm an independent clergy. I have nobody to answer to but God. We all should be that way, really. I have no church to answer to. I just answer directly to the Heavenly Father, and I go out and reach, teach, preach, and I go out and guest speak. And of course, along, like I was saying, doing work for iHeartRadio, and you know, on the side doing radio work, and the podcast show, of course, reaching out to you guys and being the encourager. Also, I'm a prayer warrior. I'm very strong on praying. I believe in the power of prayer. Very important. And you know, and I pretty much just grew up in a good Christian heritage, which a lot of people can't say, which I can understand. Well, I say I can't understand. I probably can't, but I know it's hard. But, you know, I was really blessed. And God has just, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. But God has put his hand on me and has guided me through some mighty storms Because, you know, being a Christian is not easy. And we'll be talking a little bit about that here in a while. All right, well, today, again, we're going to talk about, there's a few ways to use your spiritual gifts. In the book of Romans, friends, chapter 6 and verse 13, Scripture reminds us, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you are new life, so use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. You know, the moment you become a follower of Jesus, God gives you spiritual gifts. What, CA? Yes. The moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you become a follower for Him, God automatically gives you your spiritual gifts. Now the question is, but how do you start using your spiritual gifts that God has put inside of you? Well, here's the ways of doing it. There's just a few ways. The first way is discover your gifts. You know, before you can use your gifts, you need to know what they are. You know, many Christians have dormant spiritual gifts inside of them. And they neglect their gifts, not using them, and not even knowing what they are. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14, do not neglect the spiritual gift that is given in you. You may want to highlight that. So how do you discover the spiritual gift? Well, there's three steps. Examine, evaluate, and experiment. First, you have to examine the new study of your spiritual gift. Then evaluate what you're good at. You can start by asking friends what gifts they see in you. I have done that before. Finally, experiment by trying different things. Volunteering for different ministries at your local churches will help you discover your gifts. For instance, you may be better at organizing than teaching. Okay, that's just an example. Now, my second point is dedicate your gifts to God. The Bible reminds us in Scripture, in Romans, and you highlight this, chapter 6, verse 13. Give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. You know, maybe, friends, you know your spiritual gifts, but you're not using them for the Lord. You're using them for yourself. You need to humble yourself and dedicate yourself to the Lord every gift you have. Push all your excuses out of the way and say this, God, I dedicate back to you the gifts you have given to me. Another point I want to make is develop your gifts. Friends, gifts are like muscles if you think about it. The more you use them, the bigger you get. You can and should strengthen, develop, and grow your gift that God has given you. You can get better by using a gift by practice, studying, and learning from other people who have the same gift. Scripture reminds us, and the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. So, friends, when God gives you something, He will give you even more of it if you use it well. More talent, money, influence, relationships, or responsibility. He says, I can trust that person. I am going to give that person more and more and more. My last and final point on this, and I know it's kind of a shorter lesson today on spiritual gifts because I want to talk just a brief bit in closing of our podcast show today. Deploy your spiritual gifts. Deploy means put into service. When you're out on the field and start doing something, Romans, in the book of Romans, Scripture reminds us, make note, chapter 12, verse 6, says this, we are to use our different gifts in ordinance with the grace that God has given us. If our gift is to speak God's message, we should do it according to the faith that we live. So, friends, my question to you is, what's the best place to discover, dedicate, develop, or even deploy your spiritual gifts? In a small group of other Christians. It's like a testing ground. This should come like small groups, maybe at your church, your local church, or Sunday school if they're doing Sunday school classes, or a small gathering of believers that may meet together regularly. My son, in fact, is doing at a church that he goes to, they're doing Bible study. They developed a men's Bible study, and that's great. Develop what your gift is. If you're not in a small group, I encourage you on this, to get connected to one this week, and that you can test and develop your spiritual gifts in a safe and supportive environment of friends who will encourage you. So let me just say this in closing on our podcast show on a Thursday. You've got these spiritual gifts. Put them to use. Like I said, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He's ready to release the spiritual gifts that He has for you. Whether it's, I've talked about it in the past, whether it's baking cookies, whether it's door knocking. Well, now you got to have the permit. You probably better go get a permit with your local city. And be careful when you go up to people's doors, by the way. You want to show them the tag. Or cold calling, what we call cold calling or courtesy calling. And say, hey, here's an example. Hey, Miss Sally, we missed you at church. You know, that's an example. Or, hey, Brother John, I missed you at church. I hope you're doing okay. We're praying for you. You know, encourage. Put the encourage in on cold calling. We call it cold calling, or at least that's what I called it back in the days. Now, pastor friends may call it, I hit the microphone. Pastor friends may call it something else, and that's fine. But back in my days, because again, sometimes I'll live back in 1970, the heyday times of when churches were heydays, and it was just incredible. Couldn't even explain. It was like the big boom. And they still are today. It's just in a different setting. You know, things change. You get younger groups in, and that's good. You know, out with the old, in with the new, and things change. And, you know, our culture change and stuff like that. More praise teams, less choirs. And, you know, and there's still some old choirs, I should say. I better get off my high horse on that for my I don't know what you call it. I call them worship directors or whatever you call yourself. They call them worship pastors. I guess you could call them a pastor, but it depends on how you define that. So I don't want to turn that into any kind of a debate. But here's the thing about it. Back to the cold calling. The cold calling is you're just calling, you're courtesy calling, if you want to call it that even. And you're just checking up. Now, you don't even have to have the church role to even do that. Maybe, I don't know, we got some tablet pastors out there, and there's nothing wrong with that. I call them tablet pastors. And you got a lot of them that still read the Word. I hope and pray to God they still carry a Bible or have a Bible at their house. I would hope they would. If you don't, that's your business. But, you know, it's always nice to hold God's Word. You know, what if your device malfunctions on you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not a human, but it's a computer device. But it's nice to have holding God's Word and meditating in prayer and just sharing the Word. Or maybe somebody wants to know about Jesus. There's all kinds of different things that God could give you on a spiritual gift. What the best thing I would recommend as your on-air personality on iHeartRadio is this. Open your heart up to Him. Interconnect in intercessory prayer. See, hey, I'm not a good prayer. You know, you are. You just got to work at it. Well, what do you mean by that? Look, if you can say two words, that's good. God help me. How about that? Simple. You're going through so much. Maybe you are. God help me. You know what? He's right there. He hadn't left your side. You know, when you're asleep, whether you sleep at night or in the morning or during the day where you work first, second, or third shift at your job, He's right there. And He's holding you. And He knows your days ahead. He knows your beginning, your end. He's the Alpha, the Omega. Question is when you become a new Christian, like I've said in the past, don't do like me, sitting on a pew for 3 years, missed an opportunity with my late friend Danny and other people that I've known when I could have opened my mouth and told them about Jesus, because I'm an ambassador for Christ. You are too. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to take all this Bible college. I see people on Facebook say, I took all this Bible college and I've done all this. That's great. Hats off to you if you've done all that. And I'm not picking on anybody. I see it. Some people, they put a whole diary on what they do. You know, I've learned now to kind of back off a little bit and just either post things about my kids or our podcast show or things that I want to talk about. But when you put your whole life in there, it's like a desperation or you want to overbrag on yourself. Look, I'm not here to brag on myself. I'm not here to brag on numbers or anything like that. I'm not a number kind of a guy. I just want to know that I did my job as a Christian for free, because I have a job. I work like everybody else does. But what I did is I reached somebody that was either going through a lot, going through depression, needed an uplift, trying to make it through post-COVID times right now, we hope, at least. We say post-COVID. We'll see how that goes, but we hope. And, you know, and my job is to be an encourager, to love, to let them know, hey, as a brother in Christ, I'm here to pray for you. I care about you. We all need each other. If you're married, you got your spouse. Hopefully she's anchored with you. Or you got your girlfriend. Hopefully she's anchored with you. Or your boyfriend, or vice versa. Or fiance, same thing. If you're not equally yoked, if you're not anchored together, or you're just a single parent, or maybe you just don't ever want to get married, it don't matter. Your connection is with God. You should still have a connection with the Heavenly Father. And it's very, very important. I can't stress it enough. And I want you guys to share our podcast. If somebody is down, tell them to email me. Tell them, hey, CA, I pray for you. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Like us on our Facebook page. Hit the message thing. Send me a message or call me direct. If I don't answer, you can always, and this is the truth, you can always reach me. And one of my ministry team on the Morning Brew Christian podcast will also help you out too on iHeartRadio. We're here because we love. Okay. I hope that gives you some examples of spiritual gifts. You've got it. Put it to use. Okay. So let's lead off in prayer as we get ready to cat out of here on a rainy Thursday in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas at Faith Studio One. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, God, protect us. We love you so much. And we know that we got spiritual gifts. May you just instill it in us and give us the answers we need in times of what we need to do with our spiritual gifts. For we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing I want you to do is enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.